Awesome.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. We sounds like we got a forbidden door ready with Ringo the Cat making sounds as we get the show on. But we may have a real forbidden door coming on sometime tonight. There's a possibility. But we do have some breaking news before I get to my co-host. We do have two congressional candidates this coming week coming on the show. Sunday we got Jose Castillo, and next week we got Jim Pruden coming on. So we got two congressional candidates coming on next in the next 2 days, two shows. As we're heading towards the primary season now, and we're going to start seeing more and more politics. And we also, of course, expand the content to the entertainment feature, because we're not going to be controlled strictly on politics. We're going to do a lot of things on the show. Now I want to introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing very well. Awesome day. Accomplished a lot.
Yeah, got a lot of things going on. I hear that our team is building ourselves a nice little website.
Oh, yes. It's a growing entity. It's work in progress.
And I hear it's interactive and people get involved. It's all about the truth. And some people don't like the truth, but we're going to get it out there anyway.
That's their problem, not the truth's problem.
You know, waiting for certain people to possibly come on, we have been talking to things. I know a friend of mine, he is busy setting up for tonight's show, so he may just call in for a minute or two, and I was talking about Tony Khan. And AEW/ROH, for those that don't know it, but ROH is Ring of Honor, And Ring of Honor's been around a lot longer than AEW.
How can anybody not like it? It is entertaining. It's not even real.
Okay.
If they're off, hold it. If they're off on their moves, because it's a planned move, it's practice planned moves, and it happens. People do get hurt, or they miss it and they hurt themselves. It happens. But in the majority of the time when they are doing their thing, it's great.
You know how hard it is to do some moves, and I am, for you don't know it or not, but over the years with the Lost Battalion Hall back in Queens, Regal Park, Queens, and the training I got in the military and in law enforcement, I am a black belt. In fact, a couple of years back, I picked this 500 pound guy into the wall in the court building because I wasn't going to get contempt charges because of his big mouth.
Isn't it enjoyable when you watch their acrobatics, how they maneuver? It's just so good. And their costumes are good, and the whole thing is.
And it's fun. And it hits the entertainment field, too. Don't forget.
And people like it. It's uplifting. Life is really rough these days with what's going on around the world and in this country. People just like to sit back for 2 hours on a Wednesday or an hour on Friday and just relax and enjoy it. They even pay for the pay-per-views. They like it.
AEW just did a pay-per-view for a Revolution called Revolution. $50. $50 for a pay-per-view. Of course, you got the big one coming in a couple of weeks called WrestleMania.
And the Hall of Fame and the Undertaker is being inducted. You know what? These people enjoy it. This is their dream. How about Maxwell Jacob Friedman, who grew up with CM Punk, and now he's doing his dream wrestling with him. And the storylines are hilarious. They love each other.
It's not just the wrestling moves and all that other stuff, but you've got to be good on the mic. You've got to hold yourself on the mic and not be boring. You can do an hour of radio show and be boring and get away with it, but you can't do it when you're on TV and trying to come.
You're going to be animated and think off the, off the tip of your tongue and just groove it. And you get the crowd. The crowd loves that stuff.
What makes Hulkamania was great is the storyline and his mouth.
His little Hulk.
And his acting. Same thing for a while with John Cena. Same thing for the – that was one of the best out there ever. It's The Rock.
Yes.
Look at
Adam Cole. Adam Cole, the minute his music starts, the people just get into it. His whole banter.
Bay and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
And you got and of course Chris Jericho.
You got John Moxley. Look at him.
Dean Ambrose, aka John Moxley.
Yes.
John Moxley started before he was WWE. It was a Dean Ambrose. He actually was in ROH, and that's where he got his career started. And same thing with CM Punk. Actually, we got the act together over at ROH. And in fact, when they did the match this past weekend between MJF and CM Punk, CM Punk came out with his ROH theme song, the stuff that you hear on AEW or on WWE. He went with his original theme song, where he started his career on. Look, these people make a lot of money, yes. And they're entertainers, but they're also wrestlers, and they know how to wrestle. And I would take any wrestler over any talk show host any day. I would take any wrestler over any boxer any day, and we had that happen a few times. So, look, it happens. It's a sport in its own right. Some call it sports entertainment. That's what WWE calls it. AEW calls it pro wrestling because there's a different type of storyline, it's a different type of thing. AEW, just like all age, goes in wrestling techniques and different parts of wrestling, where WWE goes for star power.
I'm going to ask you a question. In sports, what sport would you say is the most violent sport going on today? Mine
football.
Is football.
Football.
Okay. Okay, you're more apt to have concussions and broken bones and actually lose your life in football.
Football. Hockey's another one.
I've never seen anybody really get hurt in hockey. Or baseball.
You know, hockey I've seen, baseball once in a while. I used to love going to a game down here in the Marlins and stuff with the late Dan Emmons. And we got in there and we sat in the section 10, row E, which is like four rows behind the visitor's dugout. And we're on the field. And we actually saw that happening. And the games and everything. And there was no... And we were able to get foul balls and things like that. But then they put that stupid fence thing that they do to keep the stuff that you do behind home plate. But they drag all the way through. They give it all the way through.
No foul balls.
Yeah. You had to go over the fence to get the ball if it comes on. It can't go straight at you. You got to go up like a pop-up and come down. It's hard. And it's not really that great.
You know what? On the field, forget that. On the field, you get hurt. Okay? That's it. Two players run into each other and bash because they're going out for the ball.
Yeah.
One doesn't hear the other.
Yeah, one of the great things about sporting events is, you know, it's the people that you meet in wrestling or in the field or anything
really,
else.
Really, you make friends for life.
Yeah. One of the best things that ever happened to me when Dan introduced me to what I call my guardian angel, Emily. He introduced me to her and to Danny and the Fish family. And Dan's no longer alive, but the Fish family is intact, and we've continued to do that. And it's great because now Danny and I talk every day. In fact, Danny's very close to talk about wrestling. He's very close to Rebecca.
You remember when Goose Gossage was pitching and he hit Ron Say in the side of his head? You remember that?
Yeah. You know, these things do happen, and these are part of the game, and they used to pitch close in. And that's the key. But getting back to the story is that Danny knew Rebecca Lynch, or Becky Lynch, and her husband and others. And we have a direct contact in that. We also have a direct contact into AEW, ROH. And Danny is a UFC type person. He's in training now for different things. He's down here. He's got, and Fish family is going to be together if they ever sell a stupid baseball strike. We'll be going to the games. Emily, myself, Danny, and one other person, and her mom. And Emily's mom works for the Marlins anyway. So we have all that. But Danny, we have a suite. We used to have a couple of suites, but we have a suite. Now for us, which is right next door to Legend Suite, which is good. Dancy, when he was alive, he used to sit in Section 10, row E, right behind the business dugout. Emily used to sit on Section 12, right around the same spot, which is right behind the home team's dugout, practically. And what's unique about that, because her mom works there, every time she's at the game, she always gets on the TV screen, the big giant screen. We always joke around about her. But she is my inspiration because this is a person with special needs who nobody thought she was going to be alive. And now not only she's living her dream, she's running. She's been qualified for the Boston Marathon, not just for this year, but for next year and the year after that. She also teaches little kids. And because of what, you know, Everybody can complain about what they went through and all that other stuff, but, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But unless you're living what she's living, you got no say. And she's coming out there, Paul positive all the time, all the way. And that's important stuff. Talking about empowering women, that's a woman that is empowered. And all hands on deck for that one. You know, because she is came out of adversity, came out of, she didn't even know she's going to be alive. And now she's living a dream. And she's fine, and she's happy every day. She's not negative. She every weekend she runs. She teaches her little kids. The little kids love her, and she's really, really good. And this is something that keeps me going, and I hope it keeps a lot of other people going. And she has a lot of good friends. She doesn't hang out with losers or people with issues. She constantly hangs out with people that actually uplift her and keep her going. And that's the way things should be. You can't expect to get healthy if you're hanging around with people that drag you down. And if that's nutty for some people, then I guess you better look in the mirror because you're wrong. You need to contact and get in touch with people that actually gone through adversity, that are living a life that follows their dreams, and not cry about it and pretend to grift and con other people. It doesn't work that way. And that's why I call her the queen. It's my inspiration. In all three interviews today, I named her as my inspiration and success story, and that's a good thing. Now, sports entertainment is one thing. Wrestling is another thing. It's two different things. One, sports entertainment is WWE. Wrestling is independent wrestling, such as ROH, as well as AEW. There is a difference, and I will tell you something. If you go out there and attack pro wrestling, and if you do that in front of somebody who is a wrestler, don't be surprised if you get the same response as the reporter did back in the day when this reporter asked Dr. Death about, isn't wrestling fake? And the guy, Dr. Death, showed the guy, the reporter, that it's not so much a fake, slapped him in such a way that he lost a third of his hearing. You know, so that's important to understand. So when you say it's fake or you attack pro wrestling, be careful you don't get slapped back. Any comments, Scarlett?
Well, I'm living the dream. I live it every day.
What is your dream?
What is my dream? To get the hell out of Broward County. to build my own magazine.
Okay.
I do everything else, so... my dream is to tell the truth, and hopefully people will hear and listen to me and understand what's going on in this world and wake up and not be gullible and suckered and just yes person and be used and be used and abused. You know, people should there should be more respect. So what is your dream, Joe?
My dream is to build a media empire that gets the facts out to the people and not be slanted by CRT or political landscapes or any of that garbage controlled by what they call the swamp or any of that stuff, knowing the water stuff. Like, I'm closer in line to RSPN, Joey Sales, than I am to Fox News, who Fox News is just as bad as CNN.
Roger Ailes,
When Roger Ailes passed away, when he sold
20 years ago, remember when we started, when we start watching Fox back in 1998?
90, something like that. But at that time,
it was
when
so
had,
much better, remember?
Yeah. Now it's,
commercialized piece of crap.
Tucker Carlson is good, but not great. Hannity is he's turned a little bit, and Judge Jeanine
is not
a
conservative anymore.
Jesse Waters is good. You know, it's so
Juan
that's
Williams.
Pretty much it. Ron Williams is a jerk. But anyway,
it's hard to believe his children are right, and he's just
yeah, I know.
You know, it's all that
you know,
dying.
I actually like the five at times, but, you know, there are some, we actually had a number of people on the show, on our radio show over the years for Fox News. We debated Leslie Marshall. We debated Chris Hahn, you know, and we were on, so, you know, for a period of
you
time.
You know who was lost? Alan Combs, you know,
Alan
that was
Combs,
a major
yeah.
loss. And he was set to come
Alan,
on our show.
You know,
and,
Alan
you know,
Combs. Yeah. Alec Holmes was a great guy and everything else, but, you know, even he would be quite upset with someone using certain illnesses and mental health and stuff as a crash to get favors for others and try and get the call politicians.
That's because they lie. People
yeah.
are gullible.
He won't go for that. You know what? When Alan Combs was sick, when Alan Combs was sick, nobody knew. He kept a secret
Somebody
to himself.
Knew.
He, you know, except for his wife, Monica Crowley, and a couple other people, they really didn't know. And he wasn't the type of person that would use the illness to try and grift things or get things from others. Ill-gotten gains, blood money. You know, and people realize that when you call up people, whether it be the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, or Ashley Mooney, or the different type of politicians in Tallahassee, or elsewhere, and try and use your health as a means.
How many
to try
people you think out there understood the many saints of Newark?
That was a great moment.
Really
by the way,
talking about that,
if you have Comcast this week, you're getting a lot of movies, a lot of stuff for free for the week. Many Saints of Newark is one of them. It was a prequel to Sopranos. It
yes.
pretty much tells you the story.
Had a lot of Sopranos in there.
Tells you the story of Christopher's father.
Yeah,
and
Dickie
how
Monsanto.
Right, and how this whole thing came about, and Junior, and how Tony became all part of the mob, basically. And it also shows you the war between the blacks and the Italians in Newark back in the 60s and 70s with the riots and everything else in there, which is a true story. Newark, right now, Newark is one of the cities that had a history of all kinds of different things. Mostly, Newark is mob controlled at one time or another, and still is in some way. It also have fights going back and forth and things like that. Sopranos, even though it's a fictional name, but the storyline behind it was true. Chase that did this movie and the TV show got it right. And some of the things is really cool. The thing that Tony Soprano and his friends took the Mr. Softy thing, I did something similar, but not that brave. But we did steal a bunch of ice cream and give it out to the community. That we did do. I was a bad boy then. That's what got me into trouble, which got me into the law enforcement. Thank you, Association DeFour, for doing that to save my life.
James DeGandolfino's son,
he played his father perfectly. But the guy
yes.
who played Silvio, played the part perfectly.
Had him down pat, didn't he?
Yeah,
he had Stevie
really,
Van
really
down pat.
Yeah, it was great, and it's a great movie. Another good movie if you haven't seen that's out there is Fast and Furious 9. We started to watch. We'll finish off tonight. And there was there's a bunch of other stuff out there. Liam Neeson movie that is out there. There's a bunch of good stuff to go look at it and for this week and watch it because it don't cost you anything. So go watch it, and it's a good thing to do.
I mean, people are struggling today. Yeah. Gas is how much today? What's the market at today?
It's 4 change. I just got a report just before we got on the air that the CBS News here in Miami is reporting that they expect gas to be as much as $6 a gallon in the very near future, which will send prices up in many areas.
Gold is $1,992 an ounce.
It was 2,000.
I was checking the ticker out earlier. That's
insane. You also got the cyber currency stuff going on with Biden today, executive order to try and
Isn't the Congress supposed to do that? He's not allowed to do financial.
There's a lot of areas that's still a question about, because isn't the Fed involved, federal commission,
yes.
You know, the Fed?
And it all deals with financial.
Right. But his idea, what he's trying to do is, like, Miami-Dade has a cyber currency. Miami has a cyber currency coin for Miami. What he wants to do is to make a United States cyber coin. And then regulate the treasury. Congress needs to do it when we had
to
crash
the money. Remember when
they
wanted to change the picture on the money? Congress oversees that.
Yeah, when we had to crash the 29, we came up with safety nets like the 34 Act and a bunch of blue sky laws and things of that nature.
Yes.
I should know we went through it when I did this series 6 or 7, and all that stuff. So we went through all that.
He's creating a committee to look into this.
Yeah, and to start with that. But
okay, so what's in it for him?
Probably some kind of backdoor steal. Don't forget, Hunter Biden still owns a company in China. That should have been gone. There is a lot of other things happening. The UK today gave missiles, ground-to-air missiles and anti-tank missiles to the Ukrainian military. Ukrainian Air Force got planes from Poland, the MiG-29s. They have a deal there. Now,
Marjorie Taylor Greene, if you heard her podcast, was starting to tell us how a bill came out of committee in the middle of the night and shoved down their throats without any changes to it. Nobody knows what's in the bill, and Congress is going to vote on it.
Yeah, that was actually that happened last night.
The ominous bill.
Ominous bill.
Whatever.
And here
it is. The goofy bill.
Yeah, I want to tell you how corrupt Congress is. Now, you would not believe what happened last night. As a matter of fact, I'm still shocked about it, and the rest of the Republicans were all shocked about it. So you've been hearing probably about the omnibus bill that has been going through the Appropriations Committee. This is a $1.5 trillion omnibus bill that none of us got to see anything in the bill text. We had no idea what was in it until this morning when we found out that the Rules Committee, which is a Democrat-controlled committee, and they put out their alert on their website. They did not email any of us. They put it on their website after midnight. Midnight, as in early this morning, they put it on their website that the Rules Committee would be meeting at 1:30 a.m. 1:30 a.m. And that is where the Rules Committee meets to debate the bill. Now, normally, in how Congress should work, but it doesn't work this way since Pelosi has been Speaker, is an appropriations bill is something that every member of Congress can go. We can put amendments in. We can debate on the bill. Then once it goes to Rules Committee, that is where we can go and argue back and try to put amendments and try to make changes. So they met in the middle of the night, in the dark of night. The Democrat-run Rules Committee met 1:30 in the morning, and by 2:30 a.m. early this morning, they had passed the $1.5 trillion omnibus bill, and they released the bill text. So for all of us here in Washington, when we woke up earlier this morning, we found out that it was too late to go in and try to put amendments in, try to argue back, try to get things removed from this horrendous, absolutely horrendous $1.5 trillion spending bill that's supposed to keep the government the lights on. But no, we weren't able to do that because the Democrats snuck it through, literally snuck it through from 1:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the morning. They did not tell us ahead of time. No one had any idea until they put it on their website after midnight. After midnight, they posted it. So none of us knew. How were we supposed to know? This is not how Congress is supposed to work. It's completely broken. So when you look at our government and you are shocked and cannot believe the things that happen here in Washington, D.C., I am telling you, this is how corrupt it is. It is so corrupt. It is shocking. I mean, I've been here since January of 2021, and I have been continuously, my mind has been blown at how bad it is here in Washington and how corrupt and how things just are done the wrong way. But the fact that last night the Rules Committee met after midnight and they told no one and they snuck in there in the dark of night, meeting from 1:30 to 2:30 a.m., to pass the omnibus bill, that means that they wanted to sneak it through and they didn't want anyone to stop them. So now we have no way of changing the bill, no way of adding amendments, no way of doing anything. We're just forced to vote on it today. We are supposed to vote on this $1.5 trillion omnibus bill today, and no one has read it. No one has read the bill. 2,741 pages.
Yes, that's right. 2,741 pages of $1.5 trillion in spending. Please share this video. Share this video so that everyone knows how corrupt and how horrible Congress is being run by Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. It's never been done this way in history. This is so broken. It is so wrong. Please share this video and let people know. Democrats met the dark of night in the Rules Committee from 1:30 to 2:30 a.m. to sneak by the $1.5 trillion omnibus bill with 2,741 pages, and we're supposed to vote today, and we haven't even been able to read it. We're barely able to read it. So this is completely wrong. Please tell everyone this is exactly what they're doing. Other votes we have today is the oil ban for Russia. We have a temporary spending bill that keeps the government's lights on until Tuesday. I don't think the government deserves to keep its lights on. I think the government can be shut down, especially when they're sneaking bills through in the middle of the night. This is completely wrong. Nancy Pelosi should be completely unseated as Speaker of the House. Who can honestly tolerate this type of treatment and work for the American people and the American tax dollars? So I'm completely disgusted and appalled, and I wanted you to know, I want everyone to know, these are the things that happen here, and I'm upset, I'm angry, and I'm angry on behalf of all of you, and I hope you're angry too, because this place is broken. I mean, they're literally sneaking through massive spending bills with awful things in them in the middle of the night. Okay, please hit share and let everyone know exactly what they're doing. Thanks so much, guys.
That's it. All right. That's the whole video. And that's what's going. That's what the Congress is doing. And it's not the first time. Don't forget Obamacare was another one. All of this is happening at this point. You know, and that is very scary. It really is. It's very, very scary. Because all your rights are gone, and all this, everything you say is gone. And they're doing that in the middle of the night when nobody's looking. And communist third world nations do that. And that's what the Democrats class communist is. And that's what they're doing. And that is something that we need to continue to fight on and stay. So, and of course, of all the stuff that's happening with with Ukraine, and now we got Biden trying to negotiate with Maduro and Venezuela, and the blood on his hands on that, and the same thing talking to Iran and try restart the nuclear deal there and get some oil off of them. You don't need to do that. All you have to do is open up the pipelines here. Keystone Pipeline, it's already set. All you have to do is just turn the picket on. There's a bunch of other stuff there, ANWR. All this stuff could be done and could be done real easily. All you have to do is flip a switch, basically, and when a few days you're going to start seeing the prices start coming down. You know, futures, see, the futures market is based on the future. That's why it's the futures market. If they see us starting to go in and get oil from ourselves to be energy independent, that we're doing the Keystone Pipeline again and the other pipelines and starting to drill in ANWR, that will set up a different future. And they'll see that we've got plenty of supply in the very near future. The futures market will start going down, which will lower the price of oil and gas almost instantaneously overnight. All you have to do is say, I am opening up the pipelines. I am opening up ANWR. I am allowing to drill, baby, drill. And we're staying away from all these foreign oils and energy, and so we can become energy independent once again. We have enough energy resources, natural resources in this country to sell the world a million times over for centuries and not worry about anything. There's environmental wackos that are destroying this country is it, and that's it, and that's what this is. So we're talking about, I'm going to play a song right now. We had, this past week, Sunday, we had Pamela Hopkins on. She's a great singer. And we played three songs. So we have one song left that we didn't play because of time constraints. So I'm going to play that song now. So listen on.
From our picture on the night.
know, she's a great singer. In fact, we have a lot of great singers coming out in the near future, and we're working on things, timing and stuff. Kevin Sorbo's coming on, because of his movie that he's got. We got Denise D'Souza, 2,000 Mules, those two, and there's many others out there. Next week, on the 14th, is a very big day. I'm urging everyone to go watch a movie called Whose Children Are They? It's in the theaters on the 14th. We had Rebecca Friedrichs on, and she's the director of the movie. One of the people that are in it, we're actually in it itself, because we got Andrew Pollock in it and a bunch of others. And the radio show that we did with her might have been added to, at least part of it might have been added to the movie. But if not, it's definitely on their website. The thing is, it's about CRT, it's about indoctrination, recruitment, it's about the teachers union and things like that. And one of the greatest things happened in the state of Florida this week. The Tallahassee, the state legislature, the House and the Senate passed a bill that is a parental rights bill. What it does, this is the real name, it's parental rights. It's there for the parents to able to stand up and fight for the kids in the schools to get them to be an education bill. It allows the teachers to teach, in other words, as math and English.
A good curriculum. Without indoctrinating them and mind shaping them, to teach them math,
nobody was born with hate. Hate was bred into you by either your parents or society, environment around,
hate and jealousy.
These schools, this could be jealousy, this could be peer pressure, could be a lot of different things. Same thing goes to, we're talking about sexual orientation. Nobody from preschool to elementary school should be talking about sex, let alone sexual orientation. As they get all into middle school, people are more after exploring.
You know what? You're talking about good health. Take a shower. Keep your hands clean. Have clean clothes. Brush your hair. You know what I'm saying? Keep your hands to yourself. Okay? And feel good about yourself. And have high self-esteem and smile. And make good friends and good decisions. Okay, not filling their heads with a bunch of malarkey that makes no sense, because they were taught a bunch of malarkey that made no sense, because their parents before that were taught a bunch of malarkey that made no sense, and that's been going on for generation to generation, and so it just
We posted a thing like, just the kids more educated back in the 40s or 50s and 60s, actually 40s or 50s than they were in the 70s and 80s. They were clean cut. They were more respectful. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, no,
dinner
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Dinner with the family. You'll hold the door
with
open. Pull a chair out for a lady. Thank you. Have a great day. That's not happening today. That is for sure.
The community is more attached to each other, and they want, somebody's doing something not good, the community itself works together to get the kid, to turn the kid around. They know right from wrong. They have a moral basis, a moral foundation.
And they know fraud from honesty and the truth.
Right. And they get things done the right way. A lot of stuff that goes on today would never be tolerated back then.
No. They had morals. They had self-respect.
Yeah, one of the surveys we put up today was when back in school, did you talk back to the teacher, or did the teacher curse you out, or they disciplined you? If you talk back to the teacher, you get disciplined.
You were sent to the principal's office, and your parent
right.
was called up to school. And let me tell you something. If your parent hadn't, like, come to school and leave their job, that was not a good thing.
No, you're punished. You're grounded for a week or a month or a year. That's if you're able to sit down because,
They pulled the strap out. They gave you a zap on your ass, excuse, or your tush. And then they were sent to their room, okay?
That's when kids,
and they
that's
about
a more
it. And they had stuff that today there were no consequences. Parents are pussies today. They let their children roam around, do what they want, look like what they want, and they have no idea what they're doing. That's why these kids today are out of control. I'm not saying but there are a lot that just are out of control. And I'll give you one, for instance. They'll go to work now, and they have no respect for their boss. They don't.
That's if they work.
They take it for granted.
But the other thing is,
I don't care. I'll just get another job.
This week we had an incident in a school where a teacher was beat up by a 5-year-old. The kid when I talked about in the interviews. Was because they asked me what I was doing in that situation. And I said, first of all, we need to retrain because my son has special needs. We know what the ESC program is. We worked with it for many years, Ms. Green and others.
Yes.
And I can't give Ms. Green a credit for that because she did a great job. But some people that shouldn't be teachers, let alone involved in politics, Dr. Osgood.
Well, you and I were both involved. We were in their face, okay? We were part of the team. We are the advocate, and we know exactly who, what, where, and why.
We know how to handle special needs and autism because we pretty much are an expert on it because of our son.
We know about kids in distress.
Yeah, and we know about kids in distress. Kids in distress is little kids that so they can find out the kids, for the most part, little. They have other ages too, but these are the kids that cannot be handled right now. So they, in order to find out how they can be handled, they go through a lot of testing and stuff, and kids in distress is a pretty good place to start.
To learn about, because each special needs child is an individual, and they all have their shtick. So you learn
and
about
go
what
in
their
there.
Shtick is and who they are, and you have to understand and get inside of them to know who they are and learn about them and what makes them tick. And this
Most,
way you come up with a plan to help them see the light of day and how to function in the world.
Well, if you listen to our archives, you go back to all our musicians, all our entertainers and stuff, for the most part, every one of them is special needs in some form. Most of them is in the spectrum of autism. And they see things through a different spectrum, just their sensory. And they see things in three-dimensional as opposed to two-dimensional. And there are different ways of doing. That 5-year-old is going to need to go into...
Their parents did not know what was going on.
No, they have to get a handle on them.
They don't have a handle on their child.
The teachers' union in this said that they need to do something. Yeah, she's right, but she needs to train the teachers to handle...
But you know what else, Joe? The doctor, the pediatrician, did... is not a good pediatrician.
Well, we have a lot of bad doctors around here, and we
don't
want to go into that too much.
To what they can do to help their child. Because
we have doctors that don't go into specialties, the special line.
Dan Marino Center, there's one.
Yeah.
There are so many possibilities
There's so many places to go into and to do it, and they work
with it. Right.
And I agree with that.
They didn't direct
them. Yeah, we went through it all. We went with our son. We went through all that stuff.
So we know the ins and outs down here of how a special needs child can be directed and helped and cared for with tender, loving care to have them work out their shtick. Okay, it's not like they
and
like
we,
to do.
And we're involved with
it.
We're part.
So
part
what happened
of
with the teacher and the child?
Well, the teacher is going to be retrained. She's okay now. She's going to get retrained into special needs ESE program, which they need to buff up. That kid is going to end up in Kids in Distress to get to find out, to get completely diagnosed, a mock-up on the kid, to find out to what extent in the spectrum this kid is in. He is definitely autistic. He might be other
the
things
as
well.
The class he was in, he was in a mainstream class.
I'm not sure. It's a kindergarten kid. But the thing is, and we have our friend, the Queen, Emily. She teaches preschool. So she kind of, when she gets into the situation, she always refers to me, and I give her direction, or I give her some money that gives her the direction.
So that child was not in anything, came out of the
we
house
don't know.
Mommy
I don't
and daddy,
know. I,
and went to school. Can we say that? And we
I
put
don't
in
know.
Mainstream
I
class.
Don't know. I can't answer that
question. Remember when they
question.
Put Jordan in mainstream? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I was there working their tails off to maneuver to move them.
Yeah.
And I did.
Because he's not ready. You got to fight for your kid
because
he wasn't ready.
I mean,
he groomed him. Yeah, you groom him into mainstream, and he was groomed into mainstream at times. Now,
oh,
but
he
the
was.
Thing is, he's
his teacher,
yeah.
But that was in later years. Because he had a lot of direction and he helped, and you and I were hands on. And parents today
and that's
need
what
to
they
be
need.
More
and that's
hands
what they
on
need.
With their children.
A plain simple thing: anyone that accuses us of not knowing about special needs or healing,
can't say that to us.
They can't say that because we can prove it, and we have the background
right.
and
the
bone.
Friends.
And the
we have friends with special needs children. And so we know, we can see all the different types of special needs in there.
So we've been fighting and we've been focused and we've been lobbying for stuff and money for stuff. And we're talking about an addiction, the same thing. We're out there all the time.
Yes.
Fighting for that. Look at our client that we're doing business with. His son and his partner, his friend, died from a cocaine overdose, from drugs bought out of, nobody bought it out of Cloud Nine and that line. So we know where the drug dealers are, and we know where the things are, and we're going to take care of them over and over again. We kept that promise. We're keeping that promise. And with the money that's being allocated now for law enforcement and sheriffs and stuff like that, we now can maneuver and get the best quality candidates.
For each individual who needs help to understand what their needs are and to help them.
Right. And we're getting experts now in the field. We can bring it in. The state legislature.
We don't say we can't be there for you. We ain't got no money. Okay?
It's not about
money. It's about many things to do. You can get on the phone
there's
and call someone
bill,
to help them.
There's a bill.
Okay?
There's a bill
you can't not pass the buck. The only reason people don't help is because they don't want to. They want them under their thumb. They want them
right.
to be controlled.
Well, anyway, we're running
they
out of time. I'm going to finish this. We got six
okay.
minutes left.
Five
and almost 6 minutes left. Okay, we have a bill in state legislature that will allocate more funds for the sheriffs and law enforcement throughout Florida that were able to go out around the country to hire the best talents to handle the situations. That is one of the things that I was fighting for, along with the election integrity thing, so we can operate better here in Broward County and elsewhere in the state of Florida. Governor DeSantis promised me that we got this going. One of the bills have been signed. The other one will be done tomorrow, the next day. And we will change things around, and we will clean Broward County up. The newspaper stories that came out today was because they jumped the gun on something that we've been working on for a number of years. It is fact, it is real, and it's coming to fruition. We will clean up Broward County and make Broward County safe again. It is a fact. That is going on, and on Sunday, Governor DeSantis will be on the show and talk about how this is going to be done. There'll be a few minutes, he'll be on for just a few minutes, but there's things that we're doing. Also, Jose Castillo, who's running for Congress, is going to be on. So you got two political things. One is going to change the events here in Broward County and around the state. because there's several bills, the parental rights bill is being signed in, the election integrity bill is being signed into law, as well as the money soon via people to outside the state to come into the state to improve effective in law enforcement and improve the talents here, not only in Broward but elsewhere, to improve Broward County and the state of Florida. This is all about making Florida and the state great. DeSantis' latest poll is up by over 10 points over the nearest competition, and that's Charlie Crist. He's up by 30 or 40 points over the
next week. Hold it, one more thing. Anna Marie Delgado, her candidate, he won the election.
Anyway, we want to thank close off with that and say, you know, we support, there are many powerful women that we support, and we had several on the show, including Rebecca Friedrichs. We had Rita King,
and
Teddy Bonetti. You know, all
Hopkins,
these self-made people. We had all these people. And
Rita King.
We support women in general. Most of the people I have helped over the years were women, including Little Gail, who's now becoming a success story. We do have failures, but sometimes our failures become successes in the long run once the person or persons that are preventing success are no longer around, and that is happening soon. Well, anyway, God bless you all. Stay tuned for Sunday, big day. Governor DeSantis coming on.
Everybody have a great week. I'll be back on Sunday. God bless you all. God bless the USA. Have a great night.
And watch the news and the papers. Things are coming. We've been interviewed three times today. We're getting more coming tomorrow and the next day. Things are changing. God bless you all.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least her still today.